Les Impacteurs, le podcast du numérique raisonné, par Grenoble École de Management.
Dans le cadre du défi de la rentrée 2021, les nouveaux étudiants de Grenoble École de Management questionnent un objet ou un service connecté du quotidien, on décrypte les enjeux cachés au-delà des usages actuels et élaborent un plan d'action pour impacter de façon positive le futur. Dans ce nouvel épisode, nos étudiants se penchent sur le thème Smart Building et robots domestiques.
Good morning everyone and welcome to the NTT show, New Technology Trend, your weekly appointment to discover the news and trends about new technologies, only on Radio Innovation. I am John and today the main topic is around the relationship between humans and IoT, their dependence but above all, how they manage it. Let's focus on the solutions that have been proposed until now to reduce our addiction to IoT. One of them is the new app that has been trending on every social media these last weeks. It's called the Relief app, and I have the honor to be with the creator of this phenomenon. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, everyone.
First of all, Mike, can you explain the concept of your app to all the listeners that haven't heard about it?
Of course. So the concept is very simple. My app rewards people that are willing to spend less time on their smartphones and really enjoy life as it really is. So rewards can range from simple discount coupons to way bigger prices for the most motivated, you know.
And what inspired you to create this concept?
I was really worried to see that my children were always spending time on their phones. Like family dinners became sort of like e-dinners at this point. So then I started to challenge them by rewarding them, and it worked. So I thought that I could create something much bigger for people with screen time issues.
And can you tell us which companies will be willing to participate? Or even better, if the state is willing to contribute to your project?
So we are founded by some of our partner companies, for example, Target funds us and we give away Target coupons to our users. So it's a win-win deal. And regarding the state, it gave us precious subsidies for our researches and development of the application. So really the state supports us.
And could you finally tell our audience why you think your app would benefit our society?
Well, there are several reasons. You know, young or older, all generations are struggling with this issue nowadays, and we all want to reduce our screen time. So this surely benefits our society because this app helps us manage our dependency and, you know, we have more time to spend with each other. And I sincerely think that this reconnection to the real world is so important today and will totally benefit our society. You know, we need this. And, you know, of course, without forgetting that less screens is a good deed for the planet. And, you know, this app actually fights against digital pollution by, you know, making all of us aware of our use of devices. So what more cool ask can anybody ask?
That was very interesting, Mike. Thank you a lot for your answers. Now we would like to welcome Mrs. Annie Simons, one of the first beta testers of your app. Welcome, Mrs. Simons.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me and please call me Annie.
Now, Annie, how long have you been testing the app?
For about 6 months or so.
Great. So please tell us what your experience has been like.
Well, I was first attracted to the idea when I realized I couldn't do much without relying on my connected devices. I mean, I couldn't turn off the lights without vocal control. I was obsessed with the number of steps I took throughout the day on my Apple Watch. My cleaning Hoover wasn't charged once, and it was like the world had ended. I couldn't cook anything but pasta without my Thermomix, and just, you know, overall, I was so dependent on these devices. It was really unhealthy. But I couldn't quit, you know. I had no reason to. They were technically helping me. Why would I want to give them up? Talking like a true addict, right? And then I learned about this app from my friend Pedro, and I figured, why not give it a try? I wasn't successful at first, but little by little, I was challenging myself and at the same time enjoying the coupons. It was like I was both rewarding myself and my soul. And now I can say I'm a whole new person. I mean, in 6 months, I've taken cooking classes, I've taken pride in my ever-improving cleaning skills, and I've suddenly become human again. Honestly, this app is simple, but it changed my life. For the better, obviously. There are some quacks to be worked out, but I truly recommend it for anyone who's feeling disconnected from reality.
Thank you very much for sharing, Annie. It was a pleasure having you on our show. Now let me introduce you to our third guest, Maya Brown, an influencer that has a different point of view on IoT dependence.
Hi everyone. So as you know, I'm famous on the internet as an influencer. I first started to get visibility through my daily vlogs on YouTube, and now I'm also very influential on Instagram. The internet and new technologies are my working tools, but like I've been hearing about this new application for a while now, and I must admit that my influencer friends and I are like worried about the proportion this application taking. We are afraid of losing our visibility. No offense, Mike.
Do you think the app can be an effective solution to our IoT dependency?
Well, maybe it's a good solution to this problem, but I think that, as I said before, there are not only negative points to new technologies. Like, I also wonder if this application is not counterproductive and if, like, it does not risk creating a dependency on our occupants.
Then are you suggesting we don't need to take a step back from connected devices?
I think we need to stop seeing the bad everywhere. There are so much more serious problems, like in the world, and I'm thinking in particular of world hunger. So why are we dwelling on this issue? I like to think that the internet and new technologies are the new way to entertain us. What would I be without them? Like, I think nothing.
Okay, Mia, last question. Aren't you afraid that in the future humanity will become too dependent on robotic assistance, thus leading to the loss of many skills?
I think that, like many people, I'm concerned about this, but we must know once again, and we must be aware, it is true that today robots are replacing humans in many tasks, but there will always be a place for humans. Certain skills cannot be 100% replaced by robots and new technologies. We have always been able to adapt, so we will adapt to this once again. We are all aware that we have to put some limits, but I don't think this application is the right solution. This is my opinion, but let's stop worrying and have fun. Life is too short for that.
Thank you so much, Mike, Annie and Mia, for your participation. It was an enriching discussion. You have clearly given our audience some food for thought. And for our dear listeners, let's meet next week, same time, for a new Entity show, only on Radio Innovation.
À bientôt pour un nouvel épisode des Impacteurs, le podcast du numérique raisonné par Grenoble École de Management. Merci de noter ce podcast et bien sûr, de vous abonner.